Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bunshaft.
Hi, John.
Hello, dear. And we are speaking with Lisa Moore, who's the Assistant Regional Census Manager for the 2020 U.S. Census. And there's so much involved in this. There really is. And I'm going to go back to Lisa, but I think the most important thing for anybody who's listening is to just make sure you do it and make sure your kids do it, your adult children, to anybody you know who's 18 and over. Like, I have three daughters. It's like, honey, just fill the damn thing out. I mean, this is silly. Yeah.
Well, actually, it's for anyone. A newborn baby needs
to be counted. Oh, really? Thank you so much. I thought it was 18 and over.
Yeah, no, just for jobs, it's 18 and older to work for us. But
So a family of five,
needs to
three of which are children.
All five, correct.
Wow, thank you very
much. Because, you know, that two-year-old, that seven-year-old, come to 2030, they're going to go through elementary, middle school,
right,
and they'll even be at high school at
that
point.
That's true. A 14-year-old is going to be 24.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a two-year-old, especially like early intervention programs, early, you know, the drop-off National School Lunch Program, that's all federally funded dollars based upon the population.
Thank you so much.
So, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You had some things we were talking about at the break.
Yes,
and so
we
go
did.
Along with your stuff.
So yeah, so we had some updates that we wanted to mention is, you know, what is the census? What are we asking for on the census versus what we're not asking for on the census? And that's really important. So we're asking for your name, your date of birth, your race, your Hispanic origin, whether you own or rent your home. We're asking for gender. And we're also asking for population count, so making sure we don't have an overcount or an undercount, making sure that that child is counted, as well as somebody that might be staying with you temporarily that doesn't have a usual place of residence. So, you know, I just use my family as an example. I'm considered a complex living arrangement. I had to move in with my parents, so it's my parents, so it's multi-generationals. I have my parents, me, my husband, and I have my two children. So making sure on that one questionnaire, it's all of us. So there's about six of us that will be counted on that questionnaire, and we're not necessarily a single household unit. So it's important that everyone who lives in your home is counted on the census, regardless of citizenship status. So we want to make sure every single person is counted.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
At the break before, you were mentioning you may be moving out of state. Okay?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Now, but you're filling out the census now. In the next couple of months.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is there a form where you're going to put down, but I'm not staying here, I'm going to wind up in New Jersey, hopefully in the next 12 months?
Right. So no. So you would spend, when you complete the census questionnaire, you should be filling it out for the purposes of where do you usually spend most of your time?
Okay.
That is like the very vague definition, because we want you to be honest to where do you usually spend most of your time. If you're not aware of where you spend most of your time, then you would fill it out as of April 1st. If I was planning to move, you know, say May 15th, then I would probably use my new address at that point to be counted in the census.
Right. Okay.
If I already had concrete plans.
Right.
But generally speaking, it's where you spend most of your time is where you should be counted for the census.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we were also mentioning, I think on the break, some potential scams. So I went over what is on the questionnaire, and I want to make sure we all know what's not on the question. On the census questionnaire. So I mentioned we're not asking for citizenship status. That's important to know.
Right.
And then also we're not asking for your full Social Security number. We're not asking for your credit card information. We're not asking for any donations. And also we're not asking for anything on behalf of a political party. So that's really important, because every 10 years we are prepared to mitigate scams that come up in the community, especially next year it's a political year, a big year. So we want to make sure we are not hearing from the public, I completed my census questionnaire and I sent in my $10 donation to St. Jude's. I'm so happy about that.
Right, that is
a scam. You did not complete your census questionnaire, and we want to make sure you are counted. So the trusted voices of all the listeners here, it's really important to share the message about what is not on the census so that we get that accurate count.
That, you know, that's one of the things It's getting ridiculous. I was on Facebook last week, and there was a cute thing that I wanted to buy. It was $19.99. And so I went off Facebook, and I typed in the website, $19.99, and what came up, it said scam. So then on the side of it, so I went to it, and it was a scam.
Yeah.
Not $1 million, but $19.99. How many people would do? I mean, it's it was just a coincidence that it popped up.
Right.
But you're right. I mean, it is just so rampant right now.
Yes.
That all of a sudden they get your credit card, and next thing you know, it's empty.
Right.
Or they've ran it up to your max. And
exactly.
It's just that this is wonderful information.
Yeah,
it really
yes.
is. Because this is once every 10 years. Obviously, I filled this out 10 years ago, and I don't remember anything about it.
And that, me too. I worked for the Bureau for 10 years,
and
I don't remember completing it
and
John, 10 years
ago. And John, it's going to get worse the next time you have to fill it out.
Iris, please.
Okay. The other question I wanted to approach, Lisa, is the Supreme Court decision regarding citizenship. You want to clarify that for us?
Yeah, so it was proposed in March of 2018 to include a citizenship question on the census questionnaire. It did go through to the Supreme Court, and it has been removed from the 2020 census. As of July 1, we did go to print on all of our materials for the upcoming census, which starts in 80 days or so, even less than that. So the citizenship question will not be on the 2020 census.
Okay.
And we want to make sure that's well shared because we want to make sure everyone completes the census. It's important, regardless of status, that you are counted. We want to make sure your community gets proper funding for the roads, hospitals, schools. I always mention my family, where my grandfather lives. He's in a community where they're now no longer offering ambulatory services because there's not that funding.
Yeah,
and I said, it's just a shame. Like, well, let's see what happens with the 2020 census. Maybe it'll come back, depending upon the population, if the population warrants
the needs
it.
Of the,
but the needs population. Of the community is driven based upon the population count.
Recently, I read something, and I won't swear, but I think it was Eisenhower. Just went into a small paragraph in reference to how many billions, or maybe at the time it was hundreds of millions, were spent on planes and boats and all this other business, but nobody gives a damn about an ambulance or a sick child and the diversion of funds. And the amount of planes that we have right now in this country is mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could destroy the world maybe 25, 30 times over. We don't need them. But that's not the point. And here you're talking about an ambulance service.
Right.
An ambulance or whatever you want to call it. It's like, you got to be kidding me that you can't get a senior to a hospital, that I have to put him in the back of my car, which does more damage than having a trained professional say, no, lay him down, do this, do that. I just had to throw it in. It's a disgrace. And that's what the census is for.
It's really important to get that accurate count for that, for just that, to make sure the funding is
there.
But
you didn't mean ambulance. You meant a different kind of ambulatory service when you said about your grandfather.
Well, no, they were volunteers, so they had to shut down. So now they're going
to
be
do
pulling.
With ambulances.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought ambulatory, those who can still walk.
I'm sorry. Okay. So now the town that they live in, they have to wait to get another town to come in and help, or pay out of pocket. So it's
Which
really,
is a big deal.
Yeah.
When
you
write up, and that's not an insurance, usually it's not a...
Covered?
It's not an ambulance, and not covered.
It's not, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Unless, I think it's covered if you're in a car accident and you rush to the hospital. But if you have to be moved from one location to another because of a situation, that's not covered. And that's $1,000, depending on the distance. I'm not kidding.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like when they move you from a hospital to a rehab place, you're not covered.
That's what he's doing right now.
You're not covered.
Well, that's good information
to
know. Not to scare anybody, because when you need that kind of service, you need that
kind
of service.
We need it, and that's really why we want to make
volunteers.
Sure. Yep, the volunteers, and making sure the funding is there. So sometimes, people don't, the importance of the census varies for a lot of individuals. So sometimes it's that political representation, that voice in Congress. For others, it's that community need, that local bus shop, the pothole, the ambulance or fire services, and then the opposite side are businesses. So businesses use census data to drive where they should open up a new Target, a Walmart. It's all driven based upon population,
real estate, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, in our district, we have. The biggest chunk of our district is under Congressman Swazi, and the second piece is under Kathleen Rice. And they're both helpful. and they do their best for us. But the money has to be there. So if the consensus isn't showing
right.
the population exists, then their piece of the budget is, you know, and that's where the grant money comes from, yeah. to keep a volunteer fire department going. He says, well, guess what? I have $20 million to give away. If he only has nine, the pickings get slim.
Right.
This
definitely.
Works for Project Independence as
100%
well.
Right. We got the transportation grants mm-hmm. for over $1 million.
Wow.
For
that's
getting
amazing.
Seniors around.
That's great.
And that was from Chuck Schumer mm-hmm. out of the state of New York, which was different, but it's still funding.
Right, right, right.
That we wouldn't have had if we couldn't prove we needed it.
Right.
And we use it.
That's great.
You know, which is the main thing. You
That's
had
awesome.
Written something down
yeah,
of,
so
of
just,
significance?
Yeah, so we are working to work with local partners, and, you know, just like here, to get this message out about the census. We also have national partners. AARP is one of our largest, you know, a large national partner that is working to get the message out across the country. So making sure, we want to make sure the country's counted as a whole, but of course we really want to make sure New York is counted so that New York gets the funding that's needed. Mm-hmm.
Are you basically then saying there's something outside of New York? Come on.
Oh, John, I know. I forgot about that, right? It's just New York. We all
and our New York's contribution to the government is very high. So
yes.
we deserve a piece of the action at the other end.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Which
exactly.
is how this whole thing gets broken down.
Yes.
There's no question about it. But you do have to. But if your name isn't on the list, so to speak, it's going to go to someplace. I now I'm really am seeing it so much more clearer.
Yes, that count is important.
That if your name isn't on the list and you don't need it, there's no reason to get it.
Right.
Because, and I understand that too. If I put in $100, but nobody in this room needs it, but the guy next door needs it, that's where we should get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
part
we're all working together.
Yep.
Exactly,
it is
as
the community.
Part of the community.
And the community will rise and make sure it's an accurate count, and that's really what we're excited about.
Right.
It's awesome to be able to see. You're going to be able to see how well your community's doing on the 2020 census. So we're excited about that.
We're almost out of time.
Yeah.
It's 2020census.gov.job.
2020census.gov//jobs/backslash/job.
Yep,
perfect.
And but the more important thing is this commences in March.
March 12th is when invitations will start to be going out.
Okay.
Sent out.
Ending mm-hmm. sometime in July.
Mm-hmm.
When the person comes to your house or whatever it's going to be, please take the time to do it. Or do it online prior to it.
Or by phone or by mail.
Oh, yeah, by phone
Paper
or by mail.
Or
and
phone,
I'm assuming yeah. that if you do it on phone, nobody's going to come to your house.
Correct.
The records will be updated.
Correct.
Terrific.
Can I just interject?
Yeah.
You use the word, what was the word you just used? See, John, it's already
Paper
happening
questionnaire.
To me. invitation.
Yes.
You mean by invitation papers to fill out. That's what you mean.
So we will send an invitation to go, and it will have the website to complete it online or complete it by phone. Following that, we will then send the paper questionnaire.
Okay.
Perfect.
That's good.
Lisa Moore, I want to thank you so much. This has been so enlightening to me, and therefore I know it has been to our listening audience.
Awesome.
We'll be right back. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.